Hope you're having a great day wherever in the world you find yourself today. Thank you for tuning in to the Sunday Hour. I certainly pray that you are enjoying the music and enjoying the broadcast. I'm honored to be able to bring you a message from the Word of God. Today we're back in chapter 3 of 1 Thessalonians. We're looking at verses 6 through 10. But Timothy has just now come to us from you and has brought good news about your faith and love. He has told us that you always have pleasant memories of us and that you long to see us, just as we also long to see you. Therefore, brothers and sisters, in all our distress and persecution, we were encouraged about you because of your faith. For now, we really live, since you are standing firm in the Lord. How can we thank God enough for you in return for all the joy we have in the presence of our God because of you? Night and day, we pray most earnestly that we may see you again and supply what is lacking in your faith. We often think of going to church as an obligation that we have to God or to the community of saints. We are supposed to go attend. We have Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25, which tells us, do not forsake the assembling of yourselves together, all the more as the day approaches. And so we think of going to church to get a lesson, to involve ourselves in worship, to be prayerful. But we don't always have an attitude about us that says, who needs me today? When we look at Paul's discussion here, we see that church is indeed very symbiotic. We're feeding off of one another. Encouragement is happening. Setting an example is happening. Loving one another is happening. And not in one direction, not from some speaker or preacher who stands at a podium and delivers a message, and not from some music leader or some band or some show up on the altar that is meant to direct our attention toward God. Instead, the real concern of what we see of Paul in church is a mutual exchange of love, encouragement, concern, and joy. We see that it is a team effort. And so we have to rethink our notion of church, not only in light of what we go to enjoy or what we go to receive, but we need to think about our responsibility to the body. We need to be team players, not going to church for what I can get or what I can experience, but what can I give? Who needs me today? Who needs my prayer? Who needs me to be thankful for them? Church is a place where the body of Christ reciprocates. The love that was given is returned. It's shared. So we really need to think of our churches less and less as organisms or organizations that give things. We need to instead think synthetically. We are organisms where things are shared for mutual edification, where we grow together in unity, where we grow together in love, where we go to return thanks, where we go not only to worship God, but to worship God's creation through the love of our neighbor. This next week, when you go to church, try making that phrase, who needs me today, foremost in your mind. Go with the intention to love someone else. God will do the rest. Have a great Sunday.